Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg's with us.
Yeah,
welcome,
good morning,
Greg.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, thank how are you?
Yeah, I'm looking at an article I was just reading. Manufacturer 3M to pay up to $12.5 billion to help 300 cities from Philadelphia to San Diego filter out forever chemicals from drinking water suppliers after thousands of its household items were tied to cancer. Wow, isn't it amazing that 50% of the people come down with cancer?
Absolutely, and it's the corporate greed. It's called externalization, and what that means is they trash the environment. Corporations trash the environment, like the slaves who are mining for lithium in Africa. They're trashing their own environment, and later on, the next generation is going to be saddled with cleaning it up, and that's called externalization. So corporates make extra money by dumping toxic waste, and they don't pay for the cleanup. We, the villagers, get to clean it up and pay for it. And I saw that article, and the first thing I saw it late last night, and I thought, you know, Greg's going to jump on this, because that's what Greg is in the business of doing, cleaning up the toxins that these large corporations have foisted upon everyone on the planet. It's an outrage, and the $12 billion is nothing compared to the damage that they've done.
Yeah, how can you put prices on the lives of your families, your children, your loved ones, people all across this world? Now, you know, it's corporations that are starting to regulate. I read another article, and this one is just mind-blowing, and it has stupidity written all up and down it. They have decided, the World Economic Forum and the WHO, that we've taken out too much groundwater out of the ground, and that's why the Earth is going off its axis. Well, you know, I seem to remember them finding woolly mammoths with tropical flowers in their mouth, frozen solid, up near the North Pole. What does that tell me? That this Earth switches its axis every once in a while, just like every planet has been known to flip its axis. And this is just a natural thing. But, to me, it just has want to limit taking groundwater out of the ground. You know, just another reason why you should get independent from your current water system. You know, and I'm working as hard as I can on this distiller, and we're coming up with some pretty high-tech methods to speed it up. But, one little tray, like a condiment tray, stainless steel condiment tray with 12 PTC heaters on there and a solar panel can do 1 to 2 gallons of distilled water per hour. And when what you have is distilled water. And someone said, well, you need to test your water, don't you? I said, it's distilled. What do you find out? You know, all you do is stick a couple of probes in there and some electricity, and you'll find out that there's really no conductivity. That's because the water is distilled. That means there's nothing in it. But, it's just amazing. I mean, drinking water across this country is cancer causing. Imagine that. Back to you.
Well, jet engine takes off, you know, with these people who feel that they're overworked and underpaid, and they go to fly to Disney or to Mexico for the weekend because they just need to decompress. So they hop on a jet. The jet takes off and dumps waste from the jet engines, the combustion process. It goes into the air. It settles down. It enters our drinking water supply. That's one thing. Everything we do that involves movement does some level of contamination, whether it's initially or during the process or afterward. So man is pretty terrible. And, we've polluted the oceans. There, for years, barges would leave the cities off the coast of the eastern coast, take the trash and dump it in the ocean. For decades. And then people were finding they're getting stabbed by hypodermic needles on the beach because the trash, you know, the hypodermic needles would float in. Now, where would they get these hypodermic needles? Well, I guess they come from doctor's offices and hospitals, right? So that's where the majority of them come from. Okay. So hospitals are terrible. I mean, the last thing you want to do is live near a hospital. They have an incinerator. And they burn stuff like pillows, which is nothing more than plastic, plastic fibers. So your pillow is disposable when you stay at the hospital for a day. They burn the tubing that's plastic. They burn the hypodermic syringes, and I guess the rest goes in the landfill. Stainless steel.
When I was working as a young, newly married person, I was working for Utah Valley Hospital in Provo, and they had an incinerator, and I hauled a lot of bags down to the incinerator. So you're absolutely right. They just burn it. And besides that, I told you I did an experiment on after a rainstorm, completely cleaned the car, cleaned the windows. Do some Windex, clean the windows, right? Completely. Rainstorm happens. It dries. The rainstorm passes. I take a little bit of I've even tried a little brush, a non-magnetic brush, and brushed some of that material into a little pile. And every time it jumps right onto the magnet. And then there are some particles that scatter from the magnet. So we still have the magnetic rain, and I think I'm finding it every time it rains. Every time it rains. We are just living in a total dump, waste dump, of chemicals, metals. Some of it, I think, is intentionally sprinkled upon us. Others are just, we've just trashed this environment with all these chemicals and garbage, I don't know. I started this water project because I needed water, and all I had was salt water. I never realized that it would be so needed worldwide, for good health. But I just don't see what else to do, Vincent.
I don't think there is an answer because we've done so much damage. I think the only thing that we as individuals can do is individually protect and defend and prepare for ourselves. And so it's going to be very difficult for Greg Lesher to fix the entire world's water problems. Now, you can build a system, and your design can be used. Maybe hopefully you'll be compensated for it, but your design can be used to scale this larger and larger and larger. But the reality is we'll never be able to totally fix the problem. So the answer is you have to do it for yourself. And let me share something with you. You talked about the incinerator at the hospital. I know that's a fact as well as you do. Well, I had some, I used to be a real estate investor. I decided I was going to become financially independent, or at least I was going to try. I had a job, and I had a boss who was just, it beat me up like every day. And I decided I wanted out of there, but had a mortgage, you know, like everybody else. I had a mortgage and I was newly married. And so I had to figure out how I was going to prepare for my family and provide for my family. So I decided that I was going to buy a single family house and renovate it, fix it up, and rent it. And then do the same thing over and over and over again. So that's what I did. So I became a landlord, and my tenants turned me into a slumlord. Literally, they destroyed every property we had, or almost every one. And as I would interview tenants, I'd say, so what do you all do? And one guy said to me, well, I work the night shift. Oh, so that's great. That's great. So what do you do in the night shift? Well, I work at the incinerator. Okay. So what incinerator? Well, you know, for the chemical company. Now, this is a chemical company that everybody knows this chemical company. Begins with a little D and a big P, like as in DuPont. And so he worked for DuPont. And I said, so what do you do? And he said, well, you know, I work the night shift. Why the night shift? He said, well, that's so that, you know, we burn this waste while people are sleeping so they don't see it. I'm not making this up. So he said, now this was around 1979, 80, maybe, 82. So that's the facts. So trash is burned at night, so y'all don't see it. So you don't smell it, but it's still there. It's in the air, and it's killing us. And the last thing you want to do is live near a hospital. The last thing, because you're breathing all kinds of stuff that you don't want to breathe, like tissue and plastic tubes and pillows and sheets and personal protective gear and masks and all the rest of it, plastic, causing phosgene gas. Absolutely true. Greg, you're right on the money. Back to you.
Yeah, I don't know, Vincent, we're living in a different time, that's for sure, but I think they're trying to use some of the things that we've been doing and turn us against each other and turn us into, you know, well, we've got the solution, we're going to put you all in 15-minute cities, and you're not going to have to drive, you know, you'll buy, I don't know, put you on this social credit score so that we can reward you with good behavior and tax you with bad behavior. What is good behavior? What is bad behavior? If I want to go visit my family in another state or another country, is that bad behavior? I don't think so.
Well, you know, if you were to do that on a regular basis, like, you know, every other day, and you'd hop in your personal jet to do that, I would say that's bad behavior. Okay, but if you do it on a reasonable frequency, I would say no, it's not. Okay. So, did you see Jumpin' Joe's entourage? He went to Los Gatos, where Bert is, Los Gatos, California. He's looking for money, you know, and looking for deep pockets. Did you see that little parade that he was? Actually, it was a big parade. Did you see it?
Yeah. It's the man that doesn't know what year it is, where he's at. Can't walk on a flat surface without tripping. You mean that guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. Well, I watched the parade. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen a parade in a long time. 28 SUVs, 4 motorcycles, 32 vehicles in total. That was the most expensive parade I've ever seen. And those vehicles were flown over there. From the East Coast to the West Coast.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so here's an email that I wrote. Originally, I thought there were 29 SUVs, there were 28. Lou Cassidy counted them, and he found that there are 28 SUVs. I counted 29 initially, but there are 28. So here's an email that I wrote to some of the instructors. I watched the parade. 28 SUVs and trucks and 4 motorcycles equals 32 in total. I've never seen a more expensive parade. Many of the vehicles were flown in for the parade. It's wonderful to see those SUVs centered on the double yellow line. This was a beg for money event, yes? Don't you all be polluting with your gas stoves, right? So what I'm saying in this little short email is you're being told not to pollute because you've got a gas stove, and the guy with the big chair flies out with his entourage so they can ride around in the beast, and a total of 32 vehicles that we know of. There may be even more involved in him going from point A to point B to beg for money so that we can re-elect the guy to do the final demolition to the United States of America. So, you know, I've got mixed emotions about this. You know, they say don't pollute, and I think we shouldn't pollute. But watch what they do. They do what they tell us not to do, but they do it on a grand, grand scale. It's an outrage. And so we have no leadership. Class, that guy with the big chair is not a leader. He doesn't say, look at what I do, and you can do the same thing. If we all did what he did, we would choke. We would asphyxiate. It's disgusting what's happening in the District of Columbia.
No, it's all corporation. It's all a corporation. The original jurisdictional government that we once had in place no longer exists. The seats have been abandoned for the District of Columbia, which was the corporate side of the government. We're just left with the corporate. And, you know, the 10-mile square that they own in District of Columbia. And most people don't know it, but that's the truth.
Yeah, the three city-states, the Vatican, London, and the District of Criminals. Greg, I believe, and of course, class, don't believe anything that you hear me say. Okay? Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, read in the media, or see in the media. Don't believe it unless you see it with your own two eyes, and then you have to look twice. But I believe that this fiasco that was used as a distraction to move our attention away from what Hunter Biden and the crime syndicate are doing. So they used this.
Absolutely.
They knew the Navy, U.S. Navy has sound detection equipment, buoys in the ocean. They heard the implosion. They heard this thing go boom. They know that these bodies were splintered into trillions of little particles. They know this. So the families are thinking maybe they can get some pieces of their loved ones back. Ah, it's not going to happen. Maybe some bones. But they're going to be scattered. But in terms of flesh that's recognizable, no way. So I believe, and I believe that the Navy knew it. I'm looking at the calendar. They knew it on Sunday. Now, Sunday was the 18th.
It was a Simpson clip on the exact same thing. The stuff being lost down by the Titanic. Right. Yeah. That raises questions as well, because it seems like the Simpsons can predict the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I
didn't know that, but
to you just so you can see it if you haven't seen it.
No, I have not seen it. But Sunday was the 18th, and the U.S. Navy knew that this thing imploded on the 18th. So then we have the 19th, 20, 21, and it wasn't reported until yesterday that it's not likely that anybody survived. But you know, it was for days. It's they've got 72 hours of oxygen left. Then they have less than that, and then they have only hours left. And this was played out, and everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats, biting their fingernails, praying for the lives to be saved, and there's no way it could be done because they were imploded to smithereens 4 days before.
Yes.
And yet our government,
our doctors,
our
there
government,
are doctors talking about myocarditis the other day, right?
Yeah.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its 5 passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Greg Lesher's with us, and we're talking about Wag the Dog and what I believe is a government cover-up to shift our attention away from the Biden crime syndicate and what Hunter Biden allegedly has done.
There's no balance. I was making a point before, you know, with the break there, that we've got a seasoned doctor making a statement that, you know, a seasoned doctor, he's only seen two cases in his career of myocarditis. It was very rare. Two cases. But since the the vaccine rollout, he sees two patients with it a day. And yet, is that making the top of the hour news? You know, once you've got this condition, your chances of survival more than, you know, a few years, it goes down in a major way. And yet, I'm sure they're going to make some regulations on the submersibles now because of this disaster. Or a few people were lost.
We have a family member who's going in for a quadruple bypass blockages. I have another family member who fell down and had a broken hip and needed a total hip replacement. Both of them were fully jabbed. And I was talking with Kathy, USA Prepares Instructor in Ohio. She's seeing the same thing. Class, what USA Prepares brings to you is firsthand experiences. So when your dishwasher fails and it has a problem with, let's say, the control panel, and we find out about it, if it happens to us, we say, here's what happened. And by the way, it's not just us. It's these 30,000 other people. So now you know it's not just you that has this problem. It's all of us. And that's one of the things that we bring to the table. And so if you're thinking that, you know, people who you know are falling down and breaking bones and they've gotten the jab, there's a correlation. And if you think that, you know, these blockages that people are finding in their circulatory system, if you think it's just them, it's not. There are a whole bunch of other people. And so the common threads, we ferret out what the common threads are. And it looks like this jab is doing a great job, you know, killing people, killing your family, your mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and children, and grandparents. So it's doing, and great-grandparents. And it's working really well. And so look at the people at the top of this pyramid that are doing this. Bill Gates, is he hurting for any currency? How about Fauci, the highest paid employee in the government? Fauci. And what did he do? Well, according to what I've read and what I've heard on the radio, people call him a mass murderer. I'm not going to disagree with that. That's where we are.
Yeah, genocidal maniac.
And we allow this.
Yeah, add another term to it. Genocide. Because have there been
Omnicide.
Studies on mRNA? Absolute genocide. They've done studies on mRNA on animals. And they literally pulled the studies because every animal that was injected died the next time it was infected with something else. Something other than what it
Well, that's what Dr. Sheely said, and I'm paraphrasing. So the way I understood what he said was it would weaken your immune system. So if you get the jab, it will weaken your immune system. If you got the jab, you literally got the
you've got something equivalent to AIDS.
Spike proteins. Yeah, you got something equivalent to AIDS, and it would weaken your immune system, and it would make you susceptible to whatever you might be susceptible to later on. You're going to get it faster. So if you had potential for heart disease, then bring it on. If you had potential for diabetes, bring it on. If you had potential for cancer, bring it on. And then bring it on right now. And that's what happened to, I believe, that's what happened to several members of my family. And I guess it's time that I should read this. I mentioned that we lost an instructor. This is very, very sad. Absolutely brilliant instructor. And I'm going to read what the internet says about this person. This is the USA Prepares instructor I'm talking about. Quote, as a freshman at the university, I set my books down at the empty two-student chemistry lab table to pick up my glassware. When I returned, the kindest, nicest, prettiest girl at the university was seated at the same table. Chemistry lab mates we were, and were friends ever since. Laura was bright, energetic, never complained about her never-ending pain, surgeries, and associated complications. She was a loyal and brilliant instructor on the radio with me at USA Prepares. She used the stage name of Marty. I will always treasure our friendship. My heart is broken. Vincent Fanelli, Missouri. End quote. I'm talking about a gal you know as Marty Barrett. That was the stage name that she used, the radio name she used. And I have her husband's permission to say this, what I just said, and to discuss this. This was so tragic. She was absolutely brilliant. And she was a biologist. And she's no longer with us. She died.
Huh.
And she was in her late 60s. Absolutely heartbreaking. She was a, you know how class, you know how Bert and I date all the way back to the 70s, you know, our friendship dates back there, early 70s. The same with Laura. And her name was Laura Ritt, R-I-T-T. And her maiden name was Laura Hagerman. Laura Hagerman. So Laura H. Ritt. And we would talk on the phone once a month, maybe. And she would call me. I'd call her. And, you know, we'd just keep the friendship going, 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 going. A nicer person you couldn't want to meet. She really was wonderful. So we've lost her. And we've lost John Stadtmiller. And we lost Stanton Friedman. And we lost Werner Bach from British Columbia. Just to name a few. So class, if you think that it's not happening around you, it is. It truly is. We've lost a bunch of instructors. And it's so sad. And they're not coming back. Greg, back to you.
Yeah. It is truly heartbreaking. And what just is making me beyond mad is the fact that they're taking this mRNA technology and they're going to put it in your food without your knowledge. Well, no, they've told us they will. They've told us about CRISPR technology. But literally, the lettuce will suck it up and put it in and inject cows, you know, steer, the meat you're going to eat. And people are taking magnets with them to the grocery store to test the meat before they buy it. And if the magnet sticks to the meat, of course, they put it down. People, your interest, your life, your family is not there in their sights for longevity and a good life. These servants that are supposed to be serving us and protecting us have turned against us. What do? You've got to pull back, get out of Dodge, do things yourself or suffer the consequences. Those are your choices. You've got a choice. You do have a choice. You know, it'd be a life changing, you know, hard to get used to choice, but you've got to do something if you want to stay around and live a healthy life. You're going to have to make some changes in your life. You know, I've decided that I'm going to do a little portable tabletop unit of my design that I think is going to work extremely well. You'll be able to just stick it on the stove or on a campfire to take care of your water. But I would suggest, you know, stop drinking the water, especially if you're drinking tap water or bottled water, because you just don't, unless you actually have run some tests on that water, you don't know what's in it. And they have said that some of it is actually worse than the water that you get out of your tap. So, you know, secure your food supply. Get all the natural grains and things that you'll need. You know, raise some chickens, raise some rabbits. Make sure you free range them. Have a good place for them that you can, you know, you don't have to give them this corporate chicken feed. where there have been cases where the chickens have stopped laying eggs once they put them on it. Yeah, it's just time to wake up to the woke and turn against it. Become independent. You know, do what we're doing. We're doing it for a reason. We kind of knew this was coming. Isn't that true with you, Vince?
Absolutely. Someday I'll talk about, or maybe I'll do it around the campfire if you want to come to Natural Farms class. And if you do come to the event in the Ozarks, and you decide you want to Ozarks homesteading, if you decide you want to camp with us, you'll have my attention. I'll sit around the campfire with you, and you can ask anything you want, any subject you want, no restrictions on how to do things. And the reason that I started out on radio was because I wanted to have an expo. The reason I wanted to have an expo was so I could teach my family how to prepare, because they wouldn't listen to me. So I figured if I bring some experts in from, let's say, the same thing, because it's correct, they'll listen to them. Well, in order to have an expo, I had to advertise. In order to advertise, I had to learn how radio worked and television worked to pay for commercials and produce commercials. Well, next thing I know, I'm invited to be a broadcaster. And that's how I got on the air, to teach people what my family won't pay attention to. When I talk about my family, I'm talking about blood relatives. I'm not talking about Mrs. Finelli or our son. I'm talking about, you know, extended family, you know, on my wife's side and extended family on my side. And they don't pay attention to me. So it didn't work. It absolutely didn't work. The only people who are paying attention to USA Prepares are the instructors and the students, most of whom I don't know. or I should say I have never met.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean,
I've never heard that. I always heard it was you can lead a horse to culture, but you can't make her think. So, Greg, 3M, you know, as you said, it's been reported in the news, $12.5 billion. And so this is because they produce chemicals that leached into the groundwater, okay? And around 300 municipalities have been reported from Philadelphia to San Diego have PFAS chemicals in the drinking water. That's polyfluoroalkyl substances, which cause cancer and other illnesses.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, this absolutely infuriates me. So, these ignorant Tesla buyers, okay? So, they've got these things and they crash them. And that causes a fire sometimes. Or they go to charge it and it causes a fire sometimes. Or they park it and it causes a fire. Or it rains and floods and causes a fire. So the fire department's told, don't y'all be using water to put that fire out. You got to use foam. So they use this foam with this 3M foam, which then pollutes the earth, you know, the ground that it lands on, the air as it's coming out of the nozzle, and the water supply, the drinking water supply. And the water supply for fish and water animals, right? And then as it gets into the water supply, the air and the ground, it causes cancer. So then the health insurance rates go up. And then what happens is the bodies from all these dead people from the cancers, we find out that, well, we don't have enough room for you in the cemeteries, so we'll have to incinerate the bodies. So then fuel is used to burn the bodies. And the toxins go into the air from the combustion of the bodies and the fuel to use to burn the bodies. This is nuts. This is all nuts. And so if you use 3M products, like, according to the media, you know, like all the plastic in plastic water bottles, these chemicals are found in plastic water bottles, you know, the kind that you buy that are tinted blue so it looks like a good, clean, clear water. Or when you use household items such as tape, you know, scotch tape. And how do you get the scotch tape off the dispenser? Well, you put your finger in that little hole there and you pull the tape with your finger because it sticks to your finger. And then you tear it off and you apply the scotch tape. Then the next thing, you're eating a hamburger. Or you're eating food.
You know.
And now you transfer that chemical from your finger that's stuck to your finger to your mouth, to your food, and now you've poisoned yourself to some extent. This is what they've done to us.
They call it forever chemicals. I wonder what the shelf life on forever is. You know, I want to make an offer. If you're out there, you maybe have bought the book, you maybe read it, and you don't think that you can actually put one of these things together, I will, you could fly me out there. We'll get together a parts list and I'll come out there and I'll help you put this thing together. This is how serious I'm about people and helping them out. I will literally do the work. I will put this thing together, and you can start purifying your water. I'm to the point now where I'm just, I'm at your service. I am, Vincent.
I know you are. I know you are, Greg, because you've said publicly right here on USA Prepares that you'll teach a class. So if we've got some campers that want to come out here, we've got
absolutely, or
a 5-minute university class, you'll teach either in person or on the telephone or via like a Zoom kind of or Skype video. You'll do that with us. So,
well, you know what I consider it? I consider it saving lives. Okay. It will literally save your lives. I mean, they've admitted that the water supply will give you cancer. 50% of the people in the country are going to come down with cancer. Well, I suspect, Vince, it's probably more than that. It's probably, when they tell you a number that 50% of you are going to get cancer, they could mean 75 to 95%. I don't know. There are some of us out there who have been fighting this off for a long time and avoiding certain things, and it's still getting rough.
You can't go through probably 1 hour of your life without coming into contact with plastic. You probably can't. And, Greg, when I was growing up, like in the 1950s, I remember being at my grandmother's house with my mom, and my grandmother said, oh yeah, it's terrible, she has cancer. And it was back in the 1950s, that was really rare. And it was like it was a plague. If someone had cancer, you didn't know it back in the 1950s. If you could get it by association, by being in the same room, it was, my grandmother felt like, don't go over there. She has cancer. Don't go over there. Okay? Because you might get it. Now, that's how rare cancer was. It was rare back in the 1950s.
Oh.
Now it's in every household.
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. They're using the word filter again. Well, if you're drinking bottled water, chances are it's filtered or purified, right? But they're they're testing these filtered waters, and they're finding that they're worse than your tap water.
That's correct.
Don't feel safe. Do not feel safe with the word filter.
Well, some of them say, and I've read the bottles, and it says filtered municipal water. So that's the water from the reservoir that has the runoff from these chemicals, from these foam fire nozzles. That's the chemicals in the water that's filtered. That's not distilled. That's filtered. There's a big difference between filtered and distilled. Distilled is pure. And Greg, his website, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. You'll be able to contact him. You'll be able to buy his book. I've read his book. As a matter of fact, I think I was the second person to read his book in the whole world. Is that right, Greg?
Yes. Thank you, Vincent.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.